Got a girl named Bree on the phone for a second date, and Bree said in her email she thought the date went really well. She didn't even sleep with him.
Wow.
So,
you know, Bree,
what?
I understand you're judged for a date. That's really good.
High five, Bree.
No. Yeah, you know what? Wow, it was actually still fun, and we didn't even do it. Like, weird.
That never happens.
Yeah, thank you. That's how I feel.
Yep.
Good for you, girl.
So what did you actually do with this guy? What's his name, by the way?
Well, his name is David, okay. But he told me it was okay for me to call him Dave.
Oh, what a gentleman.
Where'd you meet Dave?
I met him through a friend's friend. Mm-hmm. So he invited me to bowling and happy hour at the Lane.
And you thought that was like code for something else? Is that what we're talking about, Bree?
Oh, no.
She's like, I don't use bumpers, if you know what I mean.
Everyone gets a strike.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Wait, so you went bowling?
Yeah.
How did it go?
Well, I thought it went really well. I was so into him. And when I went home, I kind of like wrote out a little chart breaking down like the good and the bad of the day so that.
Wow.
Diligent.
Whoa.
I appreciate that because so many people that call in don't even remember what they did or how they were feeling.
Yeah.
Bree went home and did the homework before she actually called us. So thank you, Bree. What are some of the good things about your date with Dave?
The pros. What was on your pros list, Bree?
Okay. On the good part, one of them is that he asked me about me. He wanted to know about my interests. So I really like that.
Yeah,
good.
For sure. Like, wow, a man actually asks you questions on a date.
Mm-hmm. He's not talking about himself.
I love our bar right now. Yeah. But yes, continue.
What's a bad thing about Dave?
A bad thing is I think he caught me sniffing his shoe.
What?
Wait,
were you sniffing his shoe, Bree?
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds really weird, but not really. Like, I was bringing the shoes to exchange for our bowling shoes. And I'm, like, in line for so long, and I just, like, take a little sniff.
What?
That's so weird.
Why would you take a sniff out of his shoe?
I just wanted to know who he was, you know? I don't know.
Wait.
So what? Is he a poet? Is he a nice guy based on the scent inside of his Skecher? Like, what are you gaining from this?
Oh, my God. You guys are making me seem crazy, but I'm not. Some people have really bad foot odor, all kind of hygiene problems, and he didn't. So for me, that was still kind of good, even though I think he saw me. You know, I turned over, and he was, like, watching me.
This is one of those incidences where women can get away with this, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, Bree, shoe on the other foot, pardon the pun.
I see what you did there.
But if you caught him sniffing your shoes, you would automatically think creepy foot fetish dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're probably right, but, I mean, it was really innocent. I mean it.
Okay.
All right. So
did he say anything about it?
Nothing.
Okay. So that was just something bad that you're speculating.
Exactly. Like, you know, I just put it in the chart, like, just in case.
What else was in the chart, Bree? Any other opportunities for things to go wrong?
Well, I asked him to pray during our meal, and he did. So that was, like, in the good category. I was like, oh, that's really sweet that he did it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's religious, but at least he's willing to pray with you.
Yeah.
He's willing to play along after the shoe sniffing.
Yeah, I bet he was praying.
Yeah. But there's a bad part, too.
Oh.
Well, he prayed for the meal, and that was great, but he didn't mention us at all, and I just thought, like, okay.
Wait, what? I'm confused.
He's selfish. He's selfish. He didn't pray for the two of them.
Yes.
He only prayed for good food.
He prayed out loud. It wasn't
you know,
a silent
I get
prayer.
That part, you guys. I understand. I mean, don't look at me like I'm some, like, hedonist. Like, I understand what praying for a meal is.
Yeah.
But, like, one, I've never done it on a first date. Right?
True. Mm-hmm.
And two, like, to expect him to what? Like, I pray that this date goes well. Like, what would you want him to say?
Well, that he's enjoying getting to know me and he hopes that God blesses this and we continue to have a good time. I don't know.
Wait,
I'm so
God
confused, Bree, because we, like, started this on the basis of you couldn't believe you didn't sleep together and now we're praying that God is blessing you. There's a lot of mixed messaging that's happening for me.
Well, he's selfish, obviously, Brooke, because he's not praying for the two of them.
I don't get what you stand
for. I get what you stand
for,
Bree. Don't let Brooke's negativity pull you down, okay? She's used to dating bottom-of-the-barrel people that always, you know, are very selfish. So
we actually pray for Brooke a lot.
Yeah, that's true. So, Bree, don't let it get to you. Keep telling us about your lovely date with the guy with the great-smelling feet.
Yes.
Okay. Basically, after bowling, I was really into him, and I wanted a kiss. Uh-huh. I figured that was, like, a nice way to end the date. Mm-hmm. But it was really strange to me because he asked me for a fist bump instead.
Ooh. Oh. Mm.
You guys did have your fingers inside bowling balls.
Yeah, but she's sniffing shoes. She obviously doesn't care.
Yeah. She's on, like, third base with the germs.
Oh, my God.
So how was the fist bump? Was it romantic?
Oh, come on, Jen.
No. So I was like, high five, and our fingers kind of interlocked.
Oh, awkward.
Oh, that's cute. It's like at like a 20-year reunion when you see an old friend for a long time. You're like, yay!
What do we do?
That sounds terrible.
So how long has it been since you've talked to him last?
4 days. He hasn't responded to me, but I really want to see him again, guys. He's a keeper.
Okay, that's right. What a pros list says.
Okay, Bree, keep your nose out of a Converse sneaker. And while we do that, we'll come back and we'll call Dave and get your second date, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on.